It's well known that in the Sifri Musar, like the Orcha Sadikin, when it talks about the different Midas Toivos and the Midas Rois, the Orcha Sadikin says that the most chashuv, the most meshubach of all Midas Toivos is Midas Anava. And the most Maguna and the worst of all the Midas Rois is Midas Hagaiva. The Inyan of Anava is specifically relevant in the Yom Tov of Pesach because, like everyone knows, the Torah is more makbid on the Isser of Chametz more than any other Yisurim of the Torah. While other Yisurim are Aser Bachila and sometimes even Aser Bahana, Chametz, besides being Aser Bachila and Aser Bahana, is also Aser in Bal Yirah, Bal Yimot, so you can't even have the Chametz. And the Radvaz explains because, as everyone knows, Chametz is Yetzahara. And on Pesach, in the beginning of our becoming a nation, Bal Yimot, say any Indian of Yetzahara. Now, the Yetzahara of Chametz is really Gaiva. Because the chametz rises like a balgaiva, and matzah is a simon of anava. That's the matzah. That's what it says in the Sfarim. And geula is also tali. Geulas Mitzrayim kmira was tali in anava, and all geulas tali in anava. Like Chazal say, anavim higia hazman geulaschem. That the midah of anava. It's with that midah, Klal Yisrael Azecha to Geulas. That's why on Pesach, we eat the matzah, keep away from chametz, to be as a simen on midas anava, that b'schus there, Klal Yisrael has Geula. What is it about midas anava it's a beautiful midah, but that's the best of all midas, and it's a midah by which Klal Yisrael Azecha to Geula? So it could be the pshat is like this. We're holding now in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodashim, and there's a very interesting thing. Most of the Tariq Mitzvahs obviously were given by Maimon Har Sinai. In Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael were given a few mitzvahs that they needed for Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Karman Pesach and the mitzvah of Chametz and Matzah, which was all necessary for getting ready to leave Mitzrayim. That was part of the process. But the first mitzvah that the Torah gives Klal Yisrael is the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. What was so pressing to get that mitzvah right now with that before all the other Tariag mitzvahs? It's mashma that the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, which is the first mitzvah, was the prerequisite for Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. And what's pshat in that? And we say in the Nusach of Davening, in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Ki v'am chi Yisrael b'charto v'chukei rashi chadashim lahem kavata. And doesn't say that by any of the other Musafim. It's mashma that am chi Yisrael b'charto was totally in the chukei rashi chadashim lahem kavata. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us, at the time of our Bechira, to give us the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. That was the prerequisite, together with the Korban Pesach and the Chametz and the Matzah. Even before that was the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Why is that such a defining factor as of a Yid, of Klal Yisrael, that had to be given as a prerequisite to Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the inyan of Rosh Chodesh is that Klal Yisrael counts their months and the years l'fi the Levana. And the Umas Olam count the years l'fi the Chama. Klal Yisrael in general is compared to the Levana. When there's a solar eclipse, a Likoy Levana, the Gemara says that's a simen about Klal Yisrael. When there's a Likoy Chama, a solar eclipse, then that's a simen that there's Peronius for the Goyim. We see that the Goyim are Nimshal to the Chama and Klal Yisrael is Nimshal to the Levana. The Sifune says that the difference between the Chama and the Levana is not just about how much light each one gives, that the Levana is the Mar HaGadol, the Chama is the Ar HaGadol, and the Levana is the Mar HaKatan. But it's a different essence of light, Bechlal. The Chama generates its own light. It has its own source of light. Mashenken Levana on its own is nothing. The Levana is just a rock. And its whole shine, its whole light, it only is Mekabel from the Chama. That's the difference between the light of the Chama and the light of Levana. The Sifune explains that's the difference between Klal Yisrael and all the Umays. All the Umays Ha'olam, each nation has a culture. Some better and some worse, but they all have a culture. That culture is compared to the Chama, that they stand for something, they believe in something, they behave in a certain way, they have certain values. That's what the Chama is. That they have their own idea of culture and right and wrong. Masha'inkin, Klal Yisrael is doing it to the Levana. Was the essence of Klal Yisrael is dafka by the fact that Klal Yisrael has no culture whatsoever. There's no essence of culture to a Yid. The whole culture of Klal Yisrael is that we shine with the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Chama, there's nothing of ourselves. It's all our Halavana. Klal Yisrael was created with zero Mitzad Atzman. But that nothingness that Klal Yisrael was created Mitzad Atzman really gives them everything. When the Goyim have their own light, so they can't be a clay kibul to shine the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're already shining their own light for good or for bad. But a Yid, Klal Yisrael, who has nothing, the nothingness of Klal Yisrael is everything. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Ashreichem Yisrael, fortunate is Klal Yisrael. Kisha'olim atem olim la'lerakia. When Klal Yisrael goes up, Klal Yisrael goes up to the highest places. And when they fall to the lowest madrega, lower than all the Goyim, even lower than the behemtum shel Goyim, the animals of the Goyim. They fall to the lowest madrega. Ashreichem Yisrael. The Gemara says that a member of Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai of Ashreichem Yisrael both ways. Ashreichem Yisrael that when you go up, you go to the highest places. Ashreichem Yisrael that when you fall to the lowest places. Why is that Ashreichem Yisrael? Because the reason why Klal Yisrael falls to the lowest places when they're not Oisim Ritzonu Shel Makom is because we have nothing else to offer. A Yid has nothing mitzad atzman. The whole mile of a Yid is only by him shining the light of Hashem. So when we shine the light of Hashem properly, so we go to the highest places. And when we don't, we have nothing to offer. There's nothing to offer. And that's the oimek of the famous words of Rav Sadia Gaon, Ein umasenu uma el al pi ha-Torah. Our nation is only a nation because of Torah. There is no other identification of Klal Yisrael as a nation. That's the reason why Klal Yisrael is compared to the Levana and the Goyim are compared to the Chama. That same inyan of Levana and Chama is also the inyan of Midas Anova. An Anov is a person also who's not risen with all of his own greatness that he feels about himself. An Anov is a person who's always ready and willing to be makabel. The midah of Klal Yisrael, the same midah of Klal Yisrael that makes us compare to the Levana, that's also the midah of Anava. An Anav is always ready to be makabel. A Balgaiva, who's risen with all of his milas that he has, all of the imaginary milas that he has, he's not willing to be makabel from anybody else because he has everything himself. But an Anav is always willing to be makabel. Anav doesn't hold on himself enough as if he's shining the whole shine, and he allows the shine of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shine through him. That's the Midah of Anava. So Memela, that's Klai Yisrael's most important Midah. If Klai Yisrael doesn't have the Midah of Levana, if Klai Yisrael doesn't have the Midah of Anava, so we can't fulfill a tafkid. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us right away in our beginning, the first mitzvah, Achir HaShazel Lachem, Ki Ba'amch Yisrael Bachartu Mikol Ume Yisbuchu Ki Rashi Chadosh Lachem Kavata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Rosh Chodesh as the first mitzvah to give us the message of what our tachlis in this world is. Our tachlis is to realize the nothingness of us and mimela to shine the everything of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first mitzvah is the mitzvah of matzah and the isra of chametz, all the same thing, midas anava. The more that a yid is memayid himself and is makir, his nothingness compared to his spotless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more a yid is able to fulfill his tafkid, and it's Hashem, we should all be zicha to shine with the light of Hashem until we're zicha to the Geula Shalema, b'meheir v'yameinu, amen.